Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Beitza. We are holding at Parak Beis, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So there is a halacha, Chayiv Adam L'Tahir Atzmo Beregel, that a person has to be Tovel himself in order to be Metahir himself, and also any Kalim that he has that might be Tamei in advance of Yom Tov. So the Mishnah is going to talk about Chalios Achar HaShabbos. What if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday? So now, the day that you would normally be Metahir yourself, and you would normally be Tovel, all your Kalim is going to be on Shabbos, it's Erev Yom Tov. So Beshamei Omrim, Madbilin es hakol milifnei Shabbos. You tovel everything, your body, meaning yourself and your kalim, all before Shabbos. It has to be an Erev Yom Tov. Doing it on Shabbos would be aser because it's tikkun mana, and you're not allowed to be mesakin a kli on Yom Tov nor on Shabbos. So why is it tikkun mana? Because now you're able to use it. So it looks like it's tikkun mana. It's nirek tikkun mana. I mean, it's not actually like Makkah B'Patish and Tikkun Mana because nothing is physically changing, but it's near a Tikkun Mana because something now becomes usable. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kalim Milifnei HaShabbos V'Adam B'Shabbos. That Kalim have to be Toveled before Shabbos because it is near a Tikkun Mana, but a person could Tovel himself on Shabbos because it's not near a Tikkun Mana, because when a person goes to the mikvah, it looks like it's near a Kemekar, that he's just going to cool himself off, and that it's not really fixing anything. So when it's near a kemekar, you don't have to worry that it's near a ketikun mana. You don't have that maris ha'ayin type of issue. So the Mishnah Gimel now talks about how when it comes to toveling things, sometimes you're going to tovel tamei water. And on that matter of toveling tamei water, of being mitar tamei water, there is no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'shavin shemashikin asamayim b'chle evin l'taron. That you're allowed to do hashaka on tamei water that's in a clay evin, that's in a kli made out of stone, by putting it in the mikvah. How would they do that? They would take the tamei water that's in the stone kli, and they would immerse the kli with the water in it in the mikvah, just so that the top of the water touches the mikvah waters and connects with the mikvah waters. The container has to be made out of stone because stone does not become tamei. So through that hashaka, tamei water, the tamei water is not, it's not called tikkun through the process of hashaka. It just no longer is considered to be a separate entity from the mikvah water. It's considered to be joined up with the mikvah water, and that's why it's okay. Avalomat bilin, but you're not allowed to put the tamei water into a tamei kli and then tovel the kli and thereby be metaher the kli with the water, because you're not allowed to be metaher a kli on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what we learned in the last Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be metaher a kli on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now the Mishnah tells us two cases of toveling kalim where you intend not to make them tahar, but to just elevate their level of tahara. Umat bilin mi gav legav. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to tovel a kli in order to take it from being tahar for a less kadosh purpose to being tahar for a more intensely kodesh purpose. Because by doing that, you're just increasing its capacity, and you're not really taking it from tamei to tahar, and therefore it's not going to be near a ketikun mana. So for if you have something that was toveled before Yom Tov for the sake of using it with truma, and then on Yom Tov you want to tovel it again for the sake of using it with kachim, which demands a higher level of tahara, so you're allowed to do that. Umechabur lechabura, and you're also allowed to tovel a kli if you're taking it from one group is eating Karban Pesach to another group, because it doesn't actually change the status of the kli in any which way. Meaning, you tovel the kli, tamei kli, and you wanted to use it to eat the Karban Pesach with one group of people, and then you change your mind and you wanted to eat it with a different group of people. So you don't have to tovel the kli a second time. So if you want to go beyond the din, what the din requires of you, and you want to tovel it a second time, so you're allowed to do that in Yantif, because anyway it's tahar, so you're not really being misaki in anything. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we learned that if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so Beis Shammai says you have to tovel yourself and all your kelim before Shabbos, and Beis Hillel says you have to be tovel your kelim before Shabbos, but yourself you could be tovel on Shabbos because it's not near a ketikun mana, it's just near a kemekar when you tovel yourself. In Mishnah Gimel we said that you could do hashaka of tamei waters on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but you can't be tovel tamei waters inside of a tamei kli. Hashaka would be in a kli evan, which cannot become tamei from the tamei waters. And then we said you're allowed to tovel a kli if it doesn't really need tevila, if it's already tahar anyway. So for example, if a kli is already tahar enough to be used for truma, you could tovel it to use it for kachim, or if a kli has already been toveled to use with one group that's eating Karban Pesach, you could tovel it again to join another group that's eating Karban Pesach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey.